homecoming for three Americans held by North Korea.
Congratulations on being in this country.
Big business, a lawyer, and the White House.
Michael Cohen was engaged in selling access to the highest office in the land.
Explosion forecast at Hawaiian volcano.
We don't know what's going to happen, so we're trying to prepare for the worst.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump went to a military base just outside Washington early this morning to welcome three Americans who were released by North Korea. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It was 3 a.m. when the three former captives emerged from a U.S. government plane, donning blue blazers and wide smiles.
These are great people. They've been through a lot.
One said his release was like a dream. President Trump told reporters Kim Jong-un was nice to release the men before a U.S. and North Korean summit meeting.
That was a big thing, very important to me.
Mr. Trump paid tribute to Otto Warmbier, the American who died last year after being released from North Korean custody.
Who is a great young man who really suffered.
The president says the return of these three captives shows Kim, quote, really wants to do something. He was asked if securing their release is his proudest achievement to date.
The true honor is going to be if we have a victory in getting rid of nuclear weapons.
There's no date yet for a summit, but CBS News has learned officials are planning for it to take place in Singapore. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Vice President Pence told CBS's Margaret Brennan President Trump will push hard when he eventually sits down with Kim.
He is going to hold out for peace on the peninsula, no more nuclear weapons, and no more threatening of our allies and neighbors.
More information's emerging about the big money received by President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. CBS's Juliana Goldman tells us a pharmaceutical giant wrote a big check.
A source at Novartis tells CBS News Cohen approached the company 18 months ago, promising that he could advise it on how to get access to Mr. Trump's team. They only met with him once, but still paid Cohen close to $1 million because they were under contract. He was also paid by AT&T and Korea Aerospace, all three major corporations with business before the government.
Stormy Daniels' attorney alleges one of the companies that paid Cohen had links to a Russian oligarch. Arizona Senator John McCain is urging colleagues to reject the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director. McCain, who was a prisoner during the Vietnam War, says Haspel failed to fully explain her involvement in harsh interrogation programs, and he says her refusal to acknowledge torture's immorality is disqualifying. A rocket attack prompted Israel to go on the offensive again in Syria, and as CBS's Robert Berger tells us, Iranian facilities in the war-torn country were in the crosshairs.
Israel launched heavy airstrikes on 50 Iranian targets in Syria, destroying a radar station, weapons depots, and air defenses. The attack occurred after Iranian forces fired 20 rockets at the Golan Heights. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman said the message is clear. If Israel has rain, he said, Iran will have a flood. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Well, scientists say the risk of a more violent explosion is on the rise at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Janet Babb with the U.S. Geological Survey describes what's happening.
As the lava lake lowered, you get rocks falling in from the sides, creating kind of a plug. The pressure builds great enough that it blasts up through that.
Well, the news has prompted the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to say it will shut down tomorrow. Surging lava this month has destroyed at least 36 buildings, including 26 homes, and new cracks are venting dangerous gases.
What you're hearing is that gas just come out of the ground.
Hundreds of people have been forced out of their homes in rain-soaked Kenya. And it's a heartbreaking scene after a dam gave way, sending water surging through a neighborhood, killing more than 40 people and destroying hundreds of homes. Flooding over the past 2 months has left more than 100 dead in Kenya. Eviction notices are going out today to thousands of nursing home and group home residents in Louisiana. They're victims of a planned cut in Medicaid benefits.
People may end up homeless.
Pending a special session of the Louisiana legislature to fix a budget gap, 37,000 nursing home residents in the state will soon be getting eviction notices.
It doesn't seem like there's going to be many options.
State Senator Regina Barrow concerned it could set off panic amongst nursing home residents. But Louisiana Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden said with a June 30th deadline fast approaching, they had to warn them.
We can't just afford to bury our heads in the sand.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Earth movers have been used northeast of Detroit in the search for human remains. Authorities believe the bodies of as many as 7 girls could be there. Bill Dwyer is the police commissioner.
We do have probable cause to believe that this is a grave site. No question about it. That Kimberly King and other young female victims who were murdered are buried here.
Information from a convicted killer has prompted the search, but Dwyer has called on him to be more forthcoming. The CDC says E. coli cases have been reported in 4 additional states, Florida, Texas, North Dakota, and Minnesota. 149 have gotten sick in 29 states. One death in California is blamed on the outbreak. It's been traced to romaine lettuce grown in the Yuma, Arizona area. Well, the Ford F-150 is the top-selling truck in the U.S., but production of it has stopped, as we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The issue is with a part that reinforces the pickup truck engines. Until Ford can rebuild the supply chain, the pickups can't be built. Ford says it does have enough pickup trucks in stock to meet demand.
And it all means more than 7,000 Ford workers at 2 plants have been laid off. California is a step closer to requiring that all new homes built in the state have solar panels. The state's Energy Commission's approved it to start in 2020. A building standards panel takes it up next. A student at Yale University alleges racial profiling in an incident that sparked the Ivy League school to take action.
I'm not taking your picture. This is Facebook Live.
A black grad student at Yale clicked on her phone after a white student woke her up in the common room of their dorm, told her she had no right to be there, and called campus police. Lolaid Cianbola says they questioned her for more than 15 minutes after she showed them her room key and her ID. Yale's vice president for student life says the university will hold listening sessions with students. Cianbola calls the response disappointing. She's earning a master's degree in African studies. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Activists who accuse singer R. Kelly of sexual misconduct say they'll stage a protest at his upcoming show in Greensboro, North Carolina, if it's not canceled. Kelly was dropped from a Chicago event last weekend when protests propped up. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.